Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, Paul, you're here to talk movies. Paul Whittington from the Indo. What's going on,
Paul? I am. But for, I'd say people bought that Hoover and thought, is that all that thing does? It's talk about overselling something. It's great, though, isn't
it? It's fantastic. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. But the same day he did the audition for a band, he didn't know who the band was. And it was AC/DC.
Was he the guy who replaced Bond Scott then?
He's the guy, of course. Yeah, he replaced Bond Scott. And like, I mean, the Back in Black album then sells more albums than anything ever sold any time, except for the Eagles' Greatest Hits or something. Astonishing. Anyway, go on.
Yes.
Yes. What's happening in the world of movies? We're not talking big screen. Big screen, are we? When is
We are talking big screen from next week, I think, Dave. So that the films that come out on Friday, a few of them will be in the cinemas. Okay. Cinemas are allowed to open again, as we know. So that's all good news. But their problem is, what do they show and not show? Because, of course, the schedules are all over the place.
Yeah.
So for this week, we have two streamers. One called Uncle Frank from Amazon Prime, and the other Black Beauty, which is a Disney Plus remake of the the popular story. Uncle Frank, I really liked, actually. Paul Bettany, like, always the bridesmaid. Like, he's been a very good supporting actor for a very long time.
Yeah.
And he's rarely in the centre of film. He is in this, and he's really good in it, actually.
He was in, what's he call it? He was the kind of fake person who wasn't real for Russell Crowe in The Beautiful Mind, wasn't he?
He was indeed, and he's in Avengers. He's been in lots of things, and he's good, but he just, I don't know what it is about him, but he doesn't tend to get cast in lead roles. But in this is made by Alan Ball, you know, who did 6 Feet Under, and he actually made his name with American
Beauty. He never played for Everton, did he? No.
No, that's a different film. I remember his voice, his very high voice.
Yeah, it was. Emlyn Hughes from Liverpool, the same thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Uncle Frank.
So not the Alan Ball that played for Everton. He made his name. He won an Oscar for American Beauty, which actually was a vastly overrated film, I think you'll find if you watch it again. Mm-hmm. But I like this film. It's set in 1969 to begin with. And Sophia Lillis plays Betty Bledsoe, who's this sort of 14-year-old in South Carolina. And she's very bookish and kind of quite sophisticated, especially compared to her family, who are kind of hicks. And the bullying tone in her house is set by Daddy Mac, who's played by Stephen Root, who's this awful, glowering kind of patriarch who shouts at the grandkids whenever they get in the way of the television. And he's a bully and he's not nice. But she loves her Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank lives in New York. He teaches English in the university, New York University. And he's different to the others. And she says at one point he used aftershave and his fingernails were always clean. But she's puzzled as to why. She looks up to him. She doesn't know why Daddy Mac is always so rude to his eldest son, which is what Frank is. And he's sort of cruelly and taunts him and everything. So 4 years later, she goes to New York to study herself at the same university he teaches at. And she finds out the secret is that he's gay. In a time and a place where that was extremely difficult. And we find out about this whole life. He pretends to his family that he isn't. And when Betty comes up first with her parents, he has a kind of, a pretend girlfriend, but he's actually living with this Saudi called Waleed, who's played by Peter MacDeasy. And they're deeply committed to each other and they've helped each other through a lot of problems. Daddy Mac dies. And it turns into a road journey. They have to travel south together. And as they do, this trauma in Frank's past comes up. Paul Bettany's great, and he really is. He's so reserved for most of the film, and then we find out why he is and what his life has been. There's a quite melodramatic ending, I won't give anything away, involving the reading of a will at a funeral, which is a little bit silly, but it doesn't matter because the film is, its heart is in the right place, and it's charming, I think. I liked it, I must say.
Okay, Uncle Frank is what it's called, and that one is most definitely on Amazon Prime. Okay, what else is there?
Well, now, the amount I know about Black Beauty could be written on the back of a postage stamp, Dave, because I remember there used to be this, in the 70s when I was small, there was this thing my older sisters used to watch, and it was a TV adaptation of Black Beauty. And the moment the music came on, I would leave the room because it was for girls, so far as I was concerned. But I learned a bit more watching this film. It's an update, and I saw The Guardian were giving out about it. I quite liked it, actually. It's in the present day, and Kate Winslet provides the voice of the horse because it's told from the horse's point of view, which is another thing I didn't realise. And she's a Mustang, and she's captured and sold, but luckily she falls into the hands of this guy who runs a sanctuary for animals, and there she meets Joe Green, who's played by Mackenzie Foy. He's very good in it, this teenager, orphan teenager, and of course the horse and the teenager. you know, discovered that they have a lot in common. And I thought it was quite nicely done and, you know, pleasingly weepy. You know, you could watch it and, you know, start crying for a long time if that's your thing. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. That's on Disney Plus. That's Black Beauty. Thumbs up for that one too. So what else is there?
Well, there is a classic movie. I will admit that it is a stretch to call a movie made 4 years ago a classic movie. But I think that I love the films that Denis Villeneuve makes. I think he's made brilliant films. Prisoner is very good. I thought Blade Runner 2049, I thought that was a fantastic film. It did nothing at the box office.
Yeah,
it bombed. It bombed because you didn't like it, is that why?
yeah, that was all right, you know. Yeah.
You thought it was boring, did you?
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, I saw it on that huge big screen at the top of Collins Street, like the massive, what do you call it? Thing. And
Cineworld.
Cineworld. No,
it looked beautiful,
but the actual,
though, didn't
it wasn't just Cineworld. It was, what do you call the thing?
The IMAX.
IMAX, thank you. Very good. Yeah. Anyway, go on. Yeah.
Well, Arrival, which, did you see Arrival?
I did see Arrival, of course. Yeah, very interesting.
And did you like it?
If they come from outer space, then basically do nothing. Oh, by the way, have you seen the thing in the Utah desert?
I have.
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think do you think it's from 2001?
No, I don't. I don't.
Fantastic.
I think a person did it, Dave.
Oh, my God.
I think a human did
you
it. I don't think it's from anywhere.
People should check that out. It happened this week. They found a big, huge monolith kind of thing right out in the most wildest part of the Utah desert, all stuck into the thing. And like, everybody's going to it now because
me this, Dave. Why do they always find things like that and see spaceships in the sky in places like Utah in the southwest of America and never anywhere else? Why is that? That's a mystery.
Nonsense. Never. They always land on 52nd Street, New York. Anyway, where are we here?
Arrival. We're attempting to discuss Arrival, which I thought was brilliant. And as you say, these sort of monolithic like craft arrive in the air above 12 different places around the Earth, and they don't say anything.
The big thing is they do nothing. That's fantastic. Yeah.
And so everybody wants to know what's going on, and this team of scientists, which includes Jeremy Renner and Amy Adams, are sent to find out what they want. And so this attempt to communicate begins. What I loved about this film, actually, apart from the imagination of the story, was that he didn't use any effects. There was no special effects whatsoever. It was your imagination that required you to do the work. I thought it was a lovely film, actually. It's on tonight on Channel 4, 11:40, I think, for anyone who hasn't seen it. It's well worth a look.
Okay, that's Arrival. All right, listen, Paul, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today. Good luck. That's Paul Whittington from the Indo.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.